The boys looked at each other fearfully, unbelieving. "Where is he now?" Ralph muttered the reply, as if in shame. "Perhaps he went back to the... Beneath them, on the unfriendly side of the mountain, the drum roll continued.
Man, this is a frightening scene. The boys wanted to build a fire so that boats and planes going by would see the smoke and rescue them. But they raced up the mountain and built a huge fire without stopping to think about the right way to do it. Now the fire has gone out of control. The kids are standing at the top of the mountain, watching the forest go up in flames, and realizing that one of the little kids might be down there getting burned alive. So much for the storybook adventure. Listen to the way the fire is described. The flames creep like a jaguar. The forest is savage with smoke and flame. The fire makes the sound of a drum roll, and watching it makes Ralph feel savage. Savage. Drums. A jaguar creeping around in the forest like it's about to kill someone. It all sounds scary and wild and uncivilized, like the opposite of everything the conch is supposed to stand for. As usual, Piggy is the angriest about what's happened, and the most aware of what the other boys did wrong. Let's start chapter 3 and find out what happens next. Turn to page 48.